Squeaky-ly superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Squeaky-ly superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Joel Bennett is a very popular actor in area theatrical productions. A year ago, Joel's life seemed golden. In September of last year, he married the love of his life, Kelsey Rosenoren. He also earned the prestigious Broadway World Chicago Theater Award for Best Actor for his role as Greg and Sylvia. In March of 2020, Joel went in to have his wisdom teeth pulled. After a week of high temperatures and intense pain, Joel went to the emergency room for tests. What they found was acute myeloid leukemia. Joining me now on the program are Jeff Cook, a longtime friend and colleague of Joel, and Joel's wife, Kelsey Bennett. Welcome to the show. Now, Kelsey, you and Joel got married last September. Joel's diagnosis must have been a pretty big shock so early in your marriage. Can you walk us through how you found out the news that Joel had cancer?
Yeah, it definitely was a big shock. We got thrown into the in sickness and in health portion of our vows pretty quickly. We'd started quarantine in like mid-March, and I mean, everything was going pretty good. There was a point where he got like an M&M shell stuck in his gums around his wisdom teeth area. And he went to go get that like looked at the dentist. And they cut off some of the gum and cauterized it, and it just wasn't healing. And they told him that to fix that, he would just really need to get his wisdom teeth removed. So we went, and the first day that we went to get his wisdom teeth removed, he had a fever. And because of COVID, they wouldn't let him in.
Oh, wow.
And he had a fever because his mouth was infected. So they gave him antibiotics, and then the next week he came. He didn't have a fever anymore. And so they brought him in and took his wisdom teeth out. And then later that day, like, the bleeding just wouldn't stop. So we brought him back in, and they did something to make the bleeding stop. But I think it was the next day he spiked a fever of like 102.8. And so we called the oral surgeon, we called his doctor, and they were like, go to the ER just to make sure that, just to check him out, make sure everything's okay. And he ended up being in the hospital for 6 days. So they said that he had cellulitis in his mouth. But then with a bunch of like the blood tests that came back, they had some concerns. They did a bone marrow biopsy, and that's when we found out that he had leukemia. It was definitely a big shock. But then he came home, and luckily we've got a friend whose sister is a leukemia doctor.
Oh, wow.
In Michigan. And she called us, and she did her training at University of Chicago. And she's very, very bright. Like, she's a great doctor. And she studied under, like, one of the best leukemia doctors in the country. And she's like, you want to go to University of Chicago? I can get you into University of Chicago or Northwestern. She's like, I trained at University of Chicago. And so we were like, yeah, let's do that. Because we had no idea what we were doing. I was trying to look at places for second opinions, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
In terms of that. So it was really nice to have somebody come along and say, like, you can't stay in the suburbs for a cancer like this. Like, you need to go to a bigger hospital that sees this more often.
Mm-hmm.
And University of Chicago has a very big leukemia treatment center. So she got us in like that day. She called and she's like, all right, you've got a bed. So he was home for like a day. And then we went to the hospital, and I dropped him off at the hospital, and then I had to come home because I couldn't go in because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily they did change, like they let me come join him after a week. They just did a quick COVID screener on me to make sure I didn't have any symptoms. And then I got to stay with him for a little bit.
Okay. Now, Joel's specific diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia. Can you tell us about that specific illness?
It's apparently a very rare form of leukemia. But as soon as Joel posted about it on Facebook, we've had a bunch of people that have been like, oh, I had that, or, oh, I know a couple people that had that. But I mean, it's still technically very rare, especially for his age group. It's more so a cancer that you see in like 65 and up.
Oh, wow.
So it's rare because he's young. He's considered a young adult, which he.
Okay. And
he really loves. It's a young adult for anybody who's under 40. The thing with AML is that there's a bunch of different gene mutations. And so they didn't know what type of gene mutation he had yet. So depending on what it was, it could have been a mild form of AML or intermediate or a really aggressive form.
Okay.
He has what's called IDH2, and that is considered intermediate, where it's definitely obviously still treatable. He's doing great right now. It's just a little bit more aggressive. So they started him on a chemo that's called 7-3. So he was on 24 hours of chemo for 7 days, and then another chemo that was like, I think it was like 15 minutes for 3 days. And that one is like a chemo that's been, they've been using since the 70s because it's tried and true and it usually works, but it only got rid of 50% of the cancer. So, which is why they had to do a different one. So it was a little bit, it was more aggressive than some other gene mutations. So, but yeah, it's really interesting because we asked, if like, was this caught early? Did we catch this early by him getting his wisdom teeth removed? And one of the doctors that was at, the first hospital that we went to in McHenry, he was like, not really, it's not really something that you catch early in terms of stages. Leukemia doesn't have stages like other cancers do. But we were talking to a nurse practitioner and a physician's assistant over at University of Chicago, and they were like, well, it is kind of like you did catch it early, because a lot of people end up coming in very, very, very sick, because AML, it makes your blood cells, I guess, really tacky and sticky, so it could actually cause a heart attack if you don't get it taken care of as quickly as we did. So he would have been going through all this chemo like even sicker than he already was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, I understand at one point in the hospital, Joel was thought to be at risk for being infected with COVID-19. Can you tell us about that?
That was about 6 times while he was in the
hospital. Oh, really?
Oh, my God. He got tested. I think he got 8 COVID tests and an antibody test. Because anytime he spiked a fever, which is a common side effect of chemo, anytime he spiked a fever, they had to test him. And then there was a point where he had a fever, he had a cough. Yep. Thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot about that because it's been gone for like a month now.
Yeah.
He had a really nasty cough. And then he had a rash, and all of those things are COVID signs. I didn't realize a rash was, but we looked it up, and some people do present with rashes. But we were finding out, like, the fever was being caused by C. diff, which is like an intestinal, virus, I think. But he was on antibiotics for that. But so that's what caused the fever, and then his cough was caused by pneumonia that he had. And then the rash was a drug allergy reaction. But all of those things together, they were like, he might have COVID. So he took the test and he got what was called a presumed positive, which is, it's not a positive and it's not a negative. It's in the gray area. but they considered it a positive because of all of his symptoms. So they moved him down to the COVID ward. It was a very traumatic evening because we had just gotten the news earlier that day that the chemo did not do what it was supposed to do. So that was a bad day. Already, we found out the chemo didn't work, and then found out that he was apparently positive for COVID. So they made me leave. And then they moved him down to the COVID ward, and they gave him two more tests down there, which were both negative. And then they moved him back up, and he was stuck in this quarantine room, which is called a negative pressure room. And it's got two sets of doors. He can't really even see out into the hallway. He couldn't leave. He couldn't go walk the hallways, which is something that he really, really enjoyed doing. He was stuck there for 2 weeks until he got to come home.
Wow.
It was rough.
And what was the feeling like when you found out he wasn't a positive for COVID-19, that was at least one thing off the burners?
It was a huge relief. We were so relieved. And he even like was telling me, he's like, when I get back up to the oncology floor, like I'm going to go walk the hallways and I'm going to turn my music on and it's going to be the Stayin' Alive song. But then he got really like upset because they were like, well, you were exposed to the COVID floor, so you might actually still have potential for having COVID, so we have to keep you in this quarantine room. And it was like, come on, like, really? So he was in there, and I mean, he made it the 2 weeks. It was a long 2 weeks for him. And then I was home just kind of waiting around for any kind of information.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today, my guests are Jeff Cook and Kelsey Bennett. They're here to discuss the recent cancer diagnosis of Joel Bennett and the fundraising efforts that are going on to help with medical bills. Now, obviously, medical bills for something like Joel's battle with leukemia can be daunting. Jeff Cook, a longtime friend and colleague of Joel, started a GoFundMe page to raise money to help with Joel's medical bills. Jeff. Joel is a very popular actor in the area and generally just an all-around great guy. What has the response been like for the GoFundMe page?
Well, you know, I started the GoFundMe once we found out that Joel was diagnosed with cancer. The first thing that we had to do was kind of come to grips with the emotional upheaval and devastation around it. Like you said, Joel is such a great guy and such a positive influence on the world with just his attitude and the way he treats people. And it was really one of those cases where it was hard for your mind to come to grips with it. You know, whenever you hear somebody with the diagnosis of cancer, it's such an insidious and implacable disease that your mind immediately goes to the worst, you know, when you start imagining the world without this person. And so you that was a struggle to kind of adjust to. I can't even imagine, Kelsey, how you felt, and how you were even able to cope with it. But there was a group of people right away that came together, and we formed a group called the Bennett Avengers, which is based off of Joel's love for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And they immediately launched into action in terms of what can we do for Joel? What can we do for Kelsey? Can we provide them meals? Can we, you know, find some way to give them support? And right away, I realized that one of the things that they were going to need the most is financial assistance. It was kind of hard getting Joel and Kelsey to agree that this was the proper thing to do. They're very modest and humble people and would never ask for help, probably until the situation was too dire. I just kept pressing because I know that one of the things that is so overwhelming about fighting a disease like AML is the financial cost. One of the drugs that Joel has to take for this is $4,000 per unit. And you factor in tests and hospital stays and an eventual bone marrow transplant, continued rounds of chemo and drugs, and it's easy to see that this could potentially be something that would set them back for decades financially. So I finally got the approval to start a GoFundMe campaign, which I called the Joel Bennett Fit. And the response was immediate and really overwhelming. I had set an initial goal for $25,000, which is still just a drop in the bucket. But I figured that was enough to get them maybe past their insurance deductibles and provide for maybe some other cost of living relief for them. And within a month, we had raised $19,000 of the $25,000 already. The number of people who have been impacted by Joel and Kelsey throughout the years, it was really kind of emotionally heartwarming to see just the wide range of people that you know, people that you don't know, families, people who are friends of Joel, but still know the impact that they've had in our lives. They all reached out, they all gave. We're not at the goal yet, and we still have a way to go to reach it. But it's just been overwhelming and positive to see the love that people have for Joel and Kelsey. And it gives them an outlet to show their support, show their love, that they may not know how else to do otherwise, but at least they can make things a little bit easier for them financially.
Now, if our listeners want information on the Joel Bennett GoFundMe page, where should they go on the internet?
They can go to the GoFundMe campaign at www.gofundme.com/F/the-Joel-Benefit.
All right.
Benefit is BENNETFIT.
And where is Joel in terms of his treatment today?
He just finished another round of chemo. It's kind of like consolidation chemo. So after that initial round that did not work, he did a second round that is actually, it's targeted specifically for his gene mutation. And it's only been FDA approved for like a year and a half. Which is why it wasn't their first choice. And it also wasn't their first choice because they didn't know his mutation yet when we had started the chemo. And so that's what put him in remission. So remission technically is if there's 5% or less of the cancer in his bone marrow.
Okay.
And so he was off of that for maybe like a month, I think, or a few weeks, he was off of that. And then he just went back this past week and did another week of chemo, that same chemo, just to kind of keep the cancer at bay because it is aggressive and rapidly progressing. So they wanted to make sure that it stays in remission before he does his bone marrow transplant, which is probably going to be mid-August. They haven't given us an official date yet, but we're looking at mid-August.
So what do the next few months look like? Potentially August, we would see the bone marrow transplant if everything goes well. What else is in the cards?
So there's the bone marrow transplant. And so he goes into the hospital for the transplant. And the first week, he's given a completely new chemo, which drops his numbers all down to zero. So he will have zero immunity. They'll do the transplant, which is basically just like it's very simple, thanks to modern medicine, is now it's just basically like a blood transfusion. It's very anticlimactic. But then he will he'll be in the hospital for like 2 to 3 weeks after that, just to kind of monitor him and make sure that he doesn't have any fevers, stuff like that. But then when he comes home, he is going to need 24-hour care, and he can't drive himself anywhere for 100 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been trying to figure that out. I was talking to my boss about it because, like, we have family members and all that stuff that can absolutely help, and we've got Jeff that can help. But, like, with COVID, it's really nerve-wracking to have anybody come into our house to, like, hang out with him for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was seeing if I could maybe possibly work remotely. And my boss is, like, my admins are amazing. They're like, we, like, everybody's health, like, our staff and students, like, everyone's health is our number one priority. So they didn't give me an answer, but they were like, we just know that your situation is on the table and we have it in mind. So I'm just waiting to hear on that. But if
no.
doesn't end up going the way that I would hope, then we'll have to figure something out. But luckily, like, I've got a sister-in-law that works from home. So, like, she could come hang out over here sometimes, or he could go over there. And it's just, like, a whole thing that we got to figure out.
I'm just going to move in for that 100 days, right?
Yeah. Jeff's just going to live with us. It's going to be great.
Now, Jeff, one thing that has wowed me about Joel is his positive energy as he that he radiates even while going through all this. Can you tell our audience a little bit about Joel's fighting spirit and positive outlook on life?
Yeah, it's quite annoying to me. there was a time when I first met Joel, I couldn't believe that. This was a real person, because he was always so positive and so encouraging, never had a bad word to say about anybody, and he's not the type of person who engages in that kind of behavior. So it was actually, I actually had to work with him and become his friend to realize this really is Joel. I mean, what did they say? Even his blood type is B positive. he's the kind of guy that if you get down on yourself, will turn it around until you recognize your accomplishments and the good things. Not in an obvious way, but just in a way that, you know, that he's not going to let you defeat yourself. He's not going to let you be defeated. And the same is true for himself. I know that he's had to come to grips with several times. There was at least one instance I know of in the hospital where he almost crashed, and it was really a life and death situation. And he's had to come to grips with things that somebody his age should not have to come to grips with, in terms of mortality and the possibility of leaving people behind. But if there's anybody who is mentally and emotionally and spiritually equipped to fight that battle, it's Joel Benefit.
All right. And Jeff, can you remind our audience where to go for information on the Joel Benefit GoFundMe fundraiser campaign?
Sure. You can give to that campaign at www.gofundme.com/F/the-Joel-Benefit.com.
And Kelsey, what are the long-term plans for you and Joel once he's fully recovered?
So our plan that we were actually going to do this year before this all happened was we were going to have kids, or try to have kids. That's still a plan for the future. It's looking a little bit different now though, cause, the chemo kind of wiped out all the kind of active reproductive sperm on his end. So mm-hmm. Adoption is in our future, and we're very excited about it. So like that's part of the long term for us, and then just kind of keeping his checkups going and making sure that he's doing good once all this is over. So basically just trying to get back into normal life after all this happens, which we'll be able to probably go back out into the real world in about 6 months. Because, cool. Depending on COVID. Because right now we're pretty much quarantined to the house. Sometimes we go out for walks a lot. We go up to Lake Geneva, just kind of walk around town. We do wear our masks if we're in very close proximity with people. We're pretty much stuck at the house.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. My guests today have been Jeff Cook and Kelsey Bennett. We've been discussing Joel Bennett, a wonderful friend who is battling cancer right now. There is a GoFundMe page set up to raise money to help with Joel's medical bills. Just one of his medications costs $4,000 per unit, so help would definitely be appreciated. Jeff, where should people go for information?
People can donate to Joel's campaign at www.gofundme.com/f/the-joel-benefit.
My thanks to Jeff and Kelsey for joining me today. I hope everyone at home will join me in sending out love for Joel. I'm looking forward to hearing about a complete recovery.